Maybe you saw it last night, something being launched from about 35 miles off the coast of Los Angeles. Big question this morning is, what was it? With us now on the KNX Newsline is CBS News military analyst, retired Army Major Mike Lyons. So, Mike, you saw the video. What do you think it was?
Yeah, it definitely came, from the sea. Clearly, Navy is involved with this, and I'm surprised that they're not saying what it is. But the size of the plume that emanated from this rocket says that's a very large missile, not a Tomahawk, not something that was local. That's some possibly intercontinental ballistic missile that clearly was launched in some kind of test.
Now, you said clearly the Navy's involved, but what I saw just a short time ago was the Pentagon and the Navy are both saying, nope, we don't know what it is.
Well, I think that's just got a lot to do with they probably didn't expect to have this video out there right now. I mean, this is, something that was clearly classified. You know, usually when we're projecting power like this, we've got a tendency of saying this is what we're doing, and I'm just kind of surprised this is maybe they got caught. I didn't mention anything about that because when countries launch missiles, it creates problems diplomatically for other countries. I mean, we don't have a border issue right now in that part of the world, but if we had launched this, let's say, in the Atlantic Ocean or some other place, some other nation could have a problem with it.
KFMB, one of the stations down in San Diego, showed the video to former Deputy Secretary of Defense Robert Ellsworth, who said it's spectacular. It takes people's breath away. So this is, you can't do this kind of thing in secret.
No, that's right, and it's clearly from the video. It's not small. It's not something that the Tomahawk, the lower class, kind of surface to air missile that we have would not have this kind of spectacular type of launch to it. It's clearly something very big. The question is, what happened on the other end? Did it land in the water? How far did it go? Let's see what the Pentagon does. I mean, you're at a place where it's going to be difficult for us to get more facts than what we saw right now in the video.
All right. Well, we'll be watching. Thanks very much. CBS News military analyst, retired Army Major Mike Lyons.